everyone, and thank you for joining us on another episode of Lid Publishing's podcast, Lid Radio. My name is Miro, and I will be your host for today's show. With me today is the author of the Concise Advice Series book, The Connection Book, Emma Serlin. How are you today, Emma?
I'm very well, thank you.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you on the podcast today. And for our listeners, of course, Emma is the director and founder of the London Speech Workshops, who deliver one-to-one and corporate training to increase personal effectiveness through a unique approach to communication, presentation skills, and accent softening. Emma is also an award-winning theatre director, social entrepreneur, founder of Social Enterprise, soapandstories.co.uk, businesswoman and founder of www.wearesunflower.com. And she's joined us today to talk about the Connection book. But before we get into the meat and themes of the books of the book itself, I would like to ask you, what inspired you to actually become an author?
Okay, well, lovely question to start with. So I think I always felt there was a book inside me, or a few books, and I think some people have that, and I was definitely one of those people. So I think, you know, I feel that there's more books still to come. And in terms of this book and why this area was the sort of, you know, the first books for me, I think it became clear to me when I developed this methodology, which was between 2009 and 2011. And once we'd seen that it was really helping people, there was something about articulating it in words in black and white so that it could kind of get outside of me in a more, I guess, solid way, so that it could become a book and get to lots more people than we could access through our coaching.
Absolutely. And effective communication seems to be a very important part of every aspect of our life today. Why is that?
Wow. Well, in a way, I mean, obviously I sit from a very sort of biased perspective in terms of how important I think it is, but it does feel like it's everything. It's everywhere. Unless you live on an island by yourself, it's relevant because it's there right at the heart of all the relationships we have. And, you know, obviously effective communication isn't just the words we use, it's also how we speak, how we communicate, how we share ideas, how we voice our anger and our happiness and our joy, and how we listen as well. So it is relationship, which is obviously the most human thing, is to have connections with other people. And yeah, I think without, so obviously then when you see it as core to being human, the journey of being human, making it effective, the tools to be a good communicator will change one's life. You know, that they're so important because they're core to the whole quality of our life.
Yes, absolutely. And I think being able to in turn avoid communication which is not effective, which can lead to miscommunication and then a lot of problems in any aspect of our life today. But I would like to ask you, what are the five key areas of communication?
Okay, well, I think obviously this is an opinion thing. I think other people would have different ideas. But for me, you start with, let's say, your voice. So the sounds that you make, the way in which you speak. So that's a first really important area. If someone speaks in a way that's totally monotone or too fast or too slow, just anything, or just in one, like, high-pitched, whatever, that's a really important area to focus on and have some valuable tools for. Then next, you've got your body. So obviously, that's anything from how you walk into a room, how you hold yourself, all the subtle signs that your body is sharing with the world without us even realizing. So that's, again, really important. And then you have content, so what you're actually saying. And with that, I've broken that up into two parts. So content as in storytelling, like how you frame, how you shape your words. So that might be in a presentation, or it might be literally storytelling. And you can look at film scripts as, you know, one way of communicating ideas in a way that hooks us in. And then content as in diplomacy and gentleness and dealing with conflict is also another really important area. So how do you manage the challenges that come up? And that's obviously a whole skill in itself. And then finally, I would say that listening, so that's, you know, listening and connecting to other people. So the way in which you do all of the communication that doesn't involve you actually speaking, but it's the way in which you receive other people's information. So I would say it's those five.
Right. And as you've now given us a good representation of these five key areas, there's something I would like to add on to the conversation, and that's technology. Because it seems that with its evolution in recent years and how quickly it seems to be changing, what role do you think it has when it comes to communicating effectively?
I think that's a really good question. And in my opinion, it's made it more important that we connect and remember the skills of connecting to other people in spoken word, because there is so much focus in our day-to-day lives on emailing or connecting through the keyboard in some way, whether it's sort of Facebook messages or Twitter feeds or Snapchats or WhatsApp. And so we've got more and more skilled or used to as our norm to communicate in sound bites. And while there's some real skills inherent in that, i.e. Making your thoughts articulate and pithy in a sort of a smaller chunk of words, and learning the skills of engaging like an advertising person does, in, you know, in smaller concepts, what we don't want to lose is all of those skills in connecting face to face and exploring and sharing and conversation, the dialogue of ideas. So I think it skilled us up in some ways, but it's also made it more important that we put the time in to have those face-to-face connections and to have those conversations that are outside of the computer, you know, the email, the Twitter. Yeah,
absolutely. And one part which I find very fascinating when it comes to communication is actually confidence, to be able to do it and do it effectively. So my question for you is, why does confidence play such an important part when it comes to communication, and why do we struggle with it? Why is it such a barrier? How can we fix this?
Okay, lovely question. Well, I would say confidence is so important because we're so connected between our body and our mind. So if we weren't connected, if I could feel unconfident and yet my body expressed confidence without me even thinking about it, then probably it would be less important. But because whatever we're feeling will be reflected in our bodies unless we have tools and skills to change that, which is the fix, which I'm coming to. But it means that people can be very transparent. If someone shows a confidence in themselves and their ideas, it's very attractive for other people. And attractiveness in terms of that kind of confidence means that people are open, they're receptive, they're engaged, they want more. So all of that is really good in terms of relationship and communication, because you want people to listen to you, want them to want more.
Yeah.
So that's why it's important. In terms of how we fix it, essentially, there's two ways we can work, from the inside out or the outside in. And if we work from the inside out, we can do the work to change our confidence levels. So go from, oh, I'm scared of this, I'm insecure about this, to I feel empowered by this and I'm confident. And there's work that we can do that. And then obviously your body language will change, your vocal tone will change, etc. Or, and this is a quick fix, we can work from outside in. So we can actually change things on the outside, like our posture or the way in which we make eye contact or our use of pauses. So really simple things, which will give the impression of confidence. So that attractiveness that I was talking about before, it can make us be more attractive to our listeners or to our audience, the people we're speaking to. Not only that, but it will change us inside as well. And a really good example of that is research done by someone who is called, and I think it's Andrea Cuddy, and she wrote on, excuse me if I got her name wrong because I've gone a bit blank, but it's something like that, but she did, it's in the book, and she wrote about power poses. And there's a wonderful TED talk that she did, but there's a lot of science behind it, so that when we take on a physical position, a powerful physical position, it actually changes our body chemistry. So it's making changes on the inside as well as making a certain impression to other people.
So my final question for you, Emma, is the one I ask every guest here on the podcast, and that is, what are you currently reading?
Okay, I am currently reading a book on baby weaning. So I'm very into my cookbooks at the moment because I have a little baby who I'm getting passionate about food. I think it's called Baby at the Table, Weaning the Italian Way. I'm also reading Sapiens, which is a great book about man's history from caveman time through to current. And I just started reading The Happiness Hypothesis.
Great. So that's quite a big range of different titles there.
Yeah, I like to have a few books, or whether I like to, I tend to have a few books on the go at any one time.
Great. And with that, I would like to thank you very much for joining us today on a podcast. It's been an absolute pleasure.
It's been a pleasure for me as well. Thank you.
And of course, to our listeners, if you would like to find more about the book or Emma's work, all relevant links will be in the description below, where you can find links to purchase the books and link to Emma's website. We thank you very much for joining us today on another episode of Lid Publishing's podcast, Lid Radio, and we very much look forward to seeing you again next week.